Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Cinco de Mayo show. Barbecue Bob and I just had the guys from Long Road Distillery left the studio, which is probably a good thing because it'll allow us to complete this last segment and make a little bit of sense of what we're talking about. But Bob, those guys are a riot. They're so good at what they do. If you're within earshot of us and you're not out on the East Coast, you can make a trip to Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're right in central downtown, Long Road Distillery. These guys are craft spirit guys. The craft beer scene is so huge in Michigan. This is the up-and-coming thing. You got to come see these guys because you'll experience cocktails like you've had nowhere else.
You know, it's hitting the East Coast now, too. There's more and more microbreweries out there, so they'll actually catch up. Boston has a ton of microbreweries, okay? It's Samuel Adams really kicked that off, and they're still the granddaddy of the micro. They're like barely a microbrewery.
Right.
Because it's like 2 million barrels or something.
Yeah, right.
Some
a lot
crazy
of beer.
Number keeps you under microbrewery. So I don't even know if they're still considered a microbrewer, but Boston's very rich with them. New Jersey's starting to get some good breweries. Virginia's kicking in.
Cool stuff.
But Michigan is definitely climbing in the ranks. I heard we were like number 3 in the country now.
Yeah, so you get out in Oregon and out there, there's a lot of. I have a nephew that is a chef in that area.
I think it's now California, Oregon, Michigan, Washington, Colorado.
Yeah,
we were 5 just 3 or 4 years ago. So kind of crazy. Cool part of the business. So I hate to beat the heck out of skirt steak, but I don't know any other better steak in the Mexican vein to do than a skirt steak.
Flank steak's close, but I agree with you. The skirt steak is very traditional.
It's more tender.
Very traditional Mexican fare.
Yeah. So this one is on the Grillin' Guys website. Go to thegrillinguys.com and check out our website. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/thegrillinguys. And you can catch me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. Get the common thread there.
Yeah. There it is.
So,
but this skirt steak is something that is generally, it's got a pretty big flavoring profile to it that you do with the seasonings, right? I mean, it's a good flavorful piece of meat, but this is one where you amp it up with a little bit of heat or a little bit of spiciness to follow that whole Mexican type flavor profile.
Well, and everybody does it a little differently. This one in particular, I would say, leaves the meat with a slight profile of cumin. But it's basically, I put the recipe on the Grilling Guys website. It's called, skirt steak with tomatilla salsa salad, something like that. I just posted it last night, so you should be able to find it. But basically, it has a salsa and a salad and then the steak. So let's do the salsa first. It's gonna have some pasilla de Oaxaca, which is basically a dried smoked chili. Okay?
You were up all night trying to learn how to pronounce that, weren't you?
I don't speak Spanish. I just don't. My kids do. I was never smart enough. A pound of fresh tomatillas, which I have grown to be a huge fan of.
And if somebody doesn't know what that is, that it looks like a tomato, and it's got like a papery husk on the outside.
Yeah,
you can find
it looks
them
like a Halloween thing or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's got this little shroud around it, like it's got its own little tent it camps in.
You can't necessarily find them in every grocery store, but bigger ones will have them, or especially if you get in specialty food stores, they'll have them.
Oh, yeah. They're now really, really common because, let's face it, American food has adapted the Mexican menu hugely.
Sure.
Not only do we have a lot of Mexican Americans living here, but let's face it, they just make some food that's really, really good, and we love it.
Loaded with flavor.
We love it, right. Yeah. And I'm a spicy guy. You know, I love anything spicy, and not that all Mexican food is that spicy, but it does tend to hit that profile. So for the salsa, it's going to be some of these dried smoked chilies. And you can use dried smoked. You can use, chipotle, anything like that that you want to. And then a pound or whatever you have of tomatillas. You husk them, you rinse them, you quarter them. Then you cut them up into quarters, and then you get a pack of cilantro sprigs, so like a cup of cilantro. And I go through a ton of cilantro. I'm usually finding extra bags.
It's a traditional Mexican profile.
It's very much like a parsley.
Yeah, exactly. It adds a little bit of almost a bitterness, citric. But it's got its own flavor. It's a citric type thing. So we got garlic and we got brown sugar and
cloves, molasses, cumin, and some Old World Olive Company lime EVO. And that's for the salsa. Very different salsa. I mean, again, it's going to bring you to a place that is just a flavor profile that you're not maybe ready for or used to. And then for the steak and tomatilla salad, you're going to use some olive oil, some cumin, skirt steak, tomatillas, cilantro, shallots, and lime juice. One thing I'd also mention is that a lot of Mexican dishes, if you want to make a really good salsa, like we were trying to get the salsa recipe or do these, lime is a big deal. And mm-hmm. that just does something to, you do the cilantro and the lime, fresh onion, tomato, all that stuff together. That gives you a profile that's just, it's kind of acidic, but it's really zesty. And if you're eating something boring, and basically a skirt steak could be boring. It could be just a kind of a rudimentary piece of meat if you weren't careful in the way you cooked it. And those things just like zap it, and they pique your taste buds.
You know what? When I think of that, I think of fresh. Everything is just popping on that in your palate when you have that kind of a salsa where you've mixed it up. Now, I would say my tip on that is you're going to put all that stuff in a blender and make the salsa. I pulse it. I don't hit it hard and turn it into
cream.
A cream. Yeah. I want chunks of stuff in there, so I'm pulsing it to make it work.
And you talk about chopping that up like that. We were trying to get my daughter Maggie on the live line, and she's not picking up. I apologize. I did not raise my children properly.
Knew who's calling.
Maggie, she thinks she owes me money. Maggie went to college in California and also in Florida. When she was in Florida, she worked at a very high-end Mexican restaurant. Her takeaway from that place was the perfect guacamole. And I'm going to tell you how to make this right now. And you get about 4 avocado. You cut them in half, scoop them out, and trying to find a good guac sometimes is a trick because a lot of them come in brown and messed up.
You mean a good avocado?
A good avocado. So you might want to buy 6 because it seems like half of them are brown and damaged.
Well, they're beat up a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, scoop those out, get them in a bowl. Finely dice a nice sweet onion. Finely dice a full tomato.
A red tomato.
Yep. Finely dice some jalapeno and dice up some, onion.
And then you've got white tomato and avocado
yep,
so far.
And you've got white pepper and then about a half a cup of cilantro. And if you've got a nice chopping knife, chop that up really finely, and then squeeze in like a whole lime.
Cut it in half.
You got the white pepper, and then you put in a little bit of cumin, a little bit of cayenne if you need it. If you put enough jalapeno in, you don't need the cayenne. If you don't have any fresh jalapeno, just throw in a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what makes it, because it's a little bit crunchy.
It's different, yep.
Yeah.
And
I've eaten this stuff. He's describing it to a T, and it's really,
really
good.
Really, it's a beautiful recipe. And I got to believe that the cilantro and the lime are what a lot of people leave out of their guacamole, because I've eaten a lot of really, really boring guac.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if I see it and there's not tomatoes and all kinds of stuff in it, I just don't even bother trying to eat, because I know it's going to suck.
Well, it's going to be different than the good stuff you're used to at home.
So if you want to do some of this skirt steak anyway, I kind of just basically glossed over the recipe, but it's on thegrillingguys.com. Check out our website. You can get your podcast top right corner on the website. Look for the earmuffs. Click on, download the show right to your phone. Take us with you. We want to be with you.
Coming up next, a little bit of safety for the springtime when you're out about running in the woods. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Let's get on, and sing.